Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back. One of the classics, 7 till the hour, 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with my good friend and yours too, whether you know it or not, Fred Hochberg. Fred's chairman and president of EXIM Bank, Export Import Bank, a federal agency that's going to literally expire today, the end of the day, midnight tonight. It's history, for the time being at least, because of a sunset provision, right, Fred?
Yes, sir.
So tell the guys what sunset means. See, we've seen sunset with tax cuts. We know what sunset is for tax cuts. We know what sunset is for tax credits. That's the only time we've seen this before. But now you're telling us EXIM Bank has been sunset. How did that happen?
Well, the Export-Import Bank of the United States was set up in 1934 by FDR, right early on in the Depression, to make sure that we could add more jobs by selling overseas. And it was set up as a sunset agency, meaning let's see how well it works and do we need it. We've been reauthorized, because that's what it means when you sunset. Congress has to vote to reauthorize you positively. We've done it. It's happened 16 times. And by 7 Republican presidents and 6 Democratic presidents. So we've got a long history, and it's never been an issue before. It's never been such a controversial issue about supporting businesses and making money for the taxpayer.
Well, as I've said many times before, and I'll say it again, the Department of Commerce and EXIM Bank, in my opinion, are the two agencies that if I were going to get rid of any agencies other than the military, I'd get rid of those last, because they actually produce jobs, help businesses. So many of the other agencies are actually a thorn in our side, Fred. So what I'm trying to figure out is I've always been annoyed that the Congress sunsets tax cuts, but they won't sunset regulations or tax increases. See, there's something wrong with that picture, Fred. And so, if we have to sunset EXIM Bank, why can't we sunset OSHA or EPA or even the IRS? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to let others decide that, but I do think you're right about the Commerce Department. Penny Pritzker is doing a spectacular job, and also, frankly, Maria Contreras-Sweet at the SBA has put
that was one after your appointment, Fred. I think that was the best appointment of Obama's administration. She's a real Main Street person.
She's a great dynamo.
Administrator Sweet is.
Between Penny Pritzker and Maria.
But Fred, I'm going back. I mean, even the Commerce. I'm talking about all the way back. Not just this administration. I mean, I'm giving credit now, but also back in Republicans and other Democrat administration. Those two agencies are on the side of businesses.
That's right.
And the idea that one of the two has been sunset, and we're still dealing with agencies that are pushing regulations that were created 50 years ago, Fred, that are compliance problems for small businesses, that's very annoying to us.
Right.
I think you can appreciate that. You've been you're a business owner.
I'm with you.
You started out as a business owner.
I started out running a family business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, his mother's Lillian Vernon, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And she's still kicking. It's still out there racing Kane, right, Fred?
Totally.
But seriously, I mean, I really wish we could establish a sunset. Wouldn't it, Fred? You got to admit that if the government were set up on sunset provisions, we could get more performance, better performance out of them. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, Congress. Listen, we have a highway bill that expired, and they've got to renew it. So, frankly, Congress has an ability to look at every law and every regulation whenever they want and change it. You don't need a sunset.
But without a calendar, without something on the calendar, they're not going to do it. Wouldn't you agree that if we could make regulations, every regulation has a date certain until it's renewed every 5-10 years, wouldn't you agree that that'd be better?
Well, so listen, I would agree, and President Obama frankly agrees as well. He said, listen, if we have regulations that aren't serving a purpose, that are simply a burden, we shouldn't be doing them. And he said that, he's made that clear to every agency in the government.
Yeah. Well, I wish we could work on that a little bit more. Hey, Fred, I'm proud of what you've done in your tenure there at Ex-Im Bank, it's good to talk to you again. I wish you well, of course, and please let me know what I can do to help. You know, I go up.
Well, I'm hoping we can get back up in business as soon as possible so we can work with small business and keep supporting those 164,000 jobs like we did last year.
I'm going to predict it that it'll get fixed, Fred. That's my prediction.
I think so, too.
Come back soon.
Have me on the show.
God bless. Take care of yourself. Fred Hochberg, ladies and gentlemen, the president, chairman and president of Ex-Im Bank. Ex-Im.gov, by the way. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.